The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
four o'clock on your Wednesday afternoon, Brandon Orrick has the top four at four.
Number one, Derek Walker has announced that he is transferring to Nebraska to continue his college basketball career. He announced this afternoon on Twitter, he said, excited to announce that I will be continuing my journey at the University of Nebraska to play for Coach Hoiberg. Couldn't be more excited to be a Husker.
Now, does he have to sit out a year?
I think so.
He should. I mean, I don't see that he has any reason to appeal.
I mean,
right?
it sounded like the reason he's leaving is because he didn't see any more court time next year than he did this year. We're adding DJ Burns, a couple of freshmen that can play a little bit. So, you know, he's at the point going into his junior season where he wants to play. And so it seems like if playing time is the reason for his transfer, then yeah, they're probably not going to give you the immediate waiver. I mean, hey, I hope he gets it. Like, it's silly that you should have to sit out an entire season just to transfer. And it's silly, get off track here a little bit, but football or basketball, it's silly that you have to sit out an entire season. Like, that it's an either-or thing, right? I feel like if you're just transferring just for the heck of it, and maybe you have previous transfers, then okay, maybe you have to sit out a year. But I feel like if you get into a situation where you don't see eye to eye with your coach, or it's just not going the way you had planned, you want to play more, they should have something to where you're sitting out 20, 30, 40, 50% of the season, as opposed to the entire season, to where there is some penalty, and it's not just college athletics free agency, but the whole either-or nature of it has always seemed really strange to me.
Number two, I don't know if y'all saw this today or not, but the University of Tennessee Athletic Department is rolling out the Vol Pass.
Yeah.
Something they did for basketball this past year, and I think the year before for football now. So for $280, you can attend all eight home games. Kind of a different alternative for season tickets.
How is this different from season tickets?
So basically, you pay the $280, and let's see, a flexible alternative to traditional season tickets. Vol Pass members can select their location from available inventory and can purchase single game tickets right next to their own seats. So basically, you don't know where you're going to sit. You don't have a designated seat,
but you know you've got a ticket.
Right, and then you choose from the available seats left. Cause
so you
we
pay
all,
$280 plus you have to pay for each game ticket?
No, I think it's just $280
for $280
for
the ticket. But that's for one. That's for one, and then you pick wherever. And then if you say that I got it and then you wanted to go with me, I could buy a seat right next to my seat for you.
That's a hell of a good deal.
I mean, because they're not going to sell out. I don't think they'll sell out any games this year.
No, and
so there'll be plenty of seats available.
It's hard times for the ticket selling folks, not just at UT, but all over the country. I mean, you saw the New Orleans people when they got the first pick. You know, it's more than just fans. Like, that's business for them. All those people in that conference room are going to make more money off the commission of the season ticket sales that they're out there pushing.
So I thought that was a pretty good move for from Tennessee. Number three, the NBA draft lottery took place last night. The New Orleans Pelicans came away with the number one pick, rounding out the top five. Memphis Grizzlies, the Knicks, Lakers, and the Cavaliers at five. Phoenix gets six. Chicago at seven. Atlanta eight. The Wizards number nine, and then the Hawks again at 10.
The Hawks doubling up. Maybe they won't suck for the first time since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you've got two top 10 picks. You've got
is Dominique there then?
Yeah.
You've got the guy
Spud Webb, Kevin Willis.
Is it Trey Young? Is that the guy from Oklahoma that's there
now?
I mean, he's shown that he can I mean, he's a pretty good NBA player.
You got to put some stuff around him.
Yeah, so, I mean, with two top ten picks, I think they can do that. And then, finally, number four, NBA action last night. The Golden State Warriors cruise to a 116-94 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers in the Western Conference Finals. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins took down the Carolina Hurricanes 2-1. They have a commanding 3-0 lead in that series. And tonight, the Toronto Raptors travel to Milwaukee to take on the Bucks to start that series. And the San Jose Sharks will take on the St. Louis Blues. That series tied 1-1 in the Western Conference Finals.
Speaking of the Hawks, Bear, I know you probably haven't seen them yet, but have you seen the Raptors' road uniforms that they've been wearing here in the playoffs?
No.
They look just like the old school Hawks uniforms, like strikingly, like it's weird.
Like it's somebody knew what they were doing.
Yeah, what? I don't know, man. You watch it and you'll be like, man, those look just like the old school Hawks uniforms. That is the top four at four. Thank you, Brandon. We'll go ahead and say the top four today, brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the Drive. You check them out online at cnbtn.com. That's cnbtn.com for Citizens National Bank, where you can earn 1.75% on a free checking account. 21 branches throughout Knox, Sevier, Jefferson, Hamblin counties. Again, cnbtn.com for a branch near you. Fell into a really interesting Twitter conversation last night.
Really?
We don't have any calls right now, do we, Brandon?
No.
Okay, open lines. Didn't want to be rude to anybody. I did that last night. I felt really bad. We got off, like, we just spent the last segment of the show just BSing because I, and apparently we had a couple of calls and I just didn't look at my phone and they hung up. Oh man, I feel like a jerk, man. If you find yourself hanging on hold, just know that Brandon has probably told me that you're there and I've just forgotten because I'm a forgetful person. So anyway, yesterday on the show, we made some passing reference to the movie Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Which always, for some reason, makes me think of the song Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield because of the scene where Mark Wahlberg and John C. Reilly and that scuzzy-looking cokehead dude are going to rip off the guy who looks like Frank Zappa and the kid in the is in the corner throwing the snap pops down on the ground.
That's Alfred Molina.
I don't know who that is.
He's a famous actor. That was like one of his – yeah. He's in tons of stuff.
Must not be too famous.
It always makes me think of that song. And that song always makes me think of that movie. And so I went to Twitter last night and asked the question, what are some songs that you just immediately always identify with a movie? And this thing blew up, man. It's got over 100 responses, and there's some pretty good ones. Do you have songs like that where you hear a song and it just makes you think of a movie?
That's almost all of them.
Every song makes you think of a movie? Well, every song hasn't been in a movie.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, the songs that are, if they're related to a movie, you know. Like, for instance, Nobody Does It Better, Carly Simon. It's from The Spy Who Loved Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the lead-in song?
Yeah,
to it.
That was the Bond song.
Like I love those Bond movies, but I can't. Especially like the Roger Moore, like the last Sean Connery's and the first couple Roger Moore's. I can't tell them apart. Sometimes.
No, they're fantastic.
They are.
Yeah, I continually rewatch those. But yeah, yeah. There's tons of stuff. Pink Panther.
There were the biggest one that got the most likes and the most hear-hears was The Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me, by The Simple Minds.
Yeah.
That is a movie/song that just, you know, it's iconic. We'll always go together, right?
Probably. Hazy Shade of Winter. What was the name of that? When the Bengals redid it, was it for Less Than Zero?
I don't know.
Robert Downey Jr. and
was that an 80s Brat Pack movie?
It was like a late 80s, early 90s. It was a Bret Easton Ellis novel.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah, it was a really weird movie. A
lot of references to the Big Lebowski. Several. What song do you first think of? And there are a lot in the Big Lebowski. But when you think of the Big Lebowski and music, what song first comes to mind?
The Man in Me.
That was mine.
Really?
Yeah.
And isn't the Kenny Rogers?
That was, no. Somebody said that.
What condition? Just, we play that as a
what condition? My condition was in.
What was the name of that band? His first band. That's not his first band, but that band. I've got it in there.
I don't know, but there was. I also think of Oyo Como Va. That's the song that's playing right after Walt. Right, yeah. After the windshield's busted out, they're driving down there like eating burgers. Yeah. Dude's all pissed off because his car got messed up.
We've got a bunch of Lebowski songs. I don't know if that was just subconsciously. There's a ton from that movie.
It's Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
Yeah.
There you go. Mrs. Robinson.
The Graduate. You name the song, see if I can name the movie.
Okay.
What about?
That's a good game.
Flowers on the Wall.
Goodfellas.
No.
On the Wall, like the Statler Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I think of Pulp Fiction. Bruce Willis is riding the car, singing the.
Yeah.
There's some other ones.
Pulp Fiction was another one. I mean, that any number of songs. Miserlou, C'est la Vie, Chuck Berry, Jungle Boogie.
There's a bunch from Boogie Nights other than the. Because the one from Boogie Nights is God Only Knows.
What movie do people associate with Tuesday's Gone?
Oh, Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused.
And
the Party at the Moon Tower.
Happy Gilmore in there, too. That was one of the first ones. Yeah.
Happy.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Several people said that. I don't know what movie that goes with. Is it...
It's got to be something from the 70s.
No, is it Guardians of the Galaxy? Brandon, you would know. That was a big soundtrack movie.
I don't think it's in that one. Houston, Come and Get Your Love is in that one.
Houston Kress said, My Heart Will Go On.
Titanic?
Yeah. And I said...
You think Houston cries when he watches Titanic?
Well, I told him that I picture him and Nate listening to this together as they mourn the hopefully temporary departure of Davy Hudson from 3 and Out.
I
thought it was just a nice, a funny joke. And Houston replies, I thought this was a little harsh off the top road. He says, LOL, shut up, moron. I was just playing your game and winning.
He called you a moron?
Yeah. Wow. It was the normally mild mannered Vol Rumormill just snuck up behind me with a pointed just baseball bat whack right over the back of the head.
It was a little harsh.
It was. Uncalled for, right?
You gotta keep in mind, cut him some slack. He's lost his security blanket with Hudson being on sabbatical this summer.
Cody says, "Ain't No Mountain High Enough" was from Remember the Titans.
Oh, duh.
Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah, that had a lot of good ones too.
One Took Over the Line.
Is that Easy Rider?
Mm-mm. Not that I associate it more with. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Ah.
They're driving through the desert. One Took Over the Line. Where do you start seeing those bats?
Backcountry. Armageddon, the Aerosmith power ballad. I can't even remember the name of it, but that one,
yeah.
That one got a lot of votes. Yeah. So if you've got a thought on that, we'll make it the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoke It Out question. What is a song that you immediately associate with a movie? Let's get Roberto in here next on The Drive. Hello, Roberto. Fox Sports Knoxville.
Surprised I'm the only person who said Danger Zone.
Danger Zone got, yeah, that's definitely. Who did Danger Zone? Was that Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins, man.
Yeah. From Loggins and Messina.
Kenny Loggins had a couple of monster movie hits. He did the Holiday Road, Footloose. Kenny Loggins and 80s movies. I mean, he owes his entire career, right?
In Pooh Corner. You know, he redid all the songs from Winnie the Pooh back from when we were kids.
What?
Fact. Look it up.
He did what?
Fact.
He did Look all the Winnie the Pooh Welcome to Pooh Corner songs, man. I got triplet five-year-olds. I know these things.
Welcome to Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins.
I swear I'm not lying, and they freaking love it. That's how my kids got introduced to Kenny Loggins. I was like, well, you think that's cool? Listen to this song called Danger Zone.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
That one, You know,
Office Space, by the way, got a lot of, you know, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Office Space.
The Ghetto Boys.
That's good stuff, too. How about Gangster's Paradise from Dangerous Minds?
God, what a horrible early 90s movie that was. It was a hit.
Oh, man, Coolio.
Great song.
It was a pretty good song.
Yeah, you know, remember they made that movie like 10 times in the 90s. Oh, we're going to have this really down-to-earth, earthy kind of white girl. She's going to go into the poor black neighborhood, teach them, like, they're going to teach her how to dance. She's going to teach them Shakespeare, and then they're going to bond and solve all the world's racial problems. They made that movie like a billion times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty true formula for him.
What about Low Riders in Days to Confuse as well?
Yeah, they've got a bunch.
Right?
People said Low Rider. Several people brought that up for Dazed and Confused. I associate with that and don't read too much into this, but I associate that song with it was on Cheech and Chong, right?
Yeah,
where he's got the car fuzzy. With the chain steering wheel.
Hey, double bubble.
Well, I didn't know until today, and I have a newfound respect for, not that I didn't have respect for in the previous, but the fact that you are an early Bond guy, man, I don't know if it says anything about you, but I love early Bond. I will, anytime any of those are on with Sean Connery, Roger Moore, even the blonde Bond, I mean, Daniel Craig did a pretty good job too. Any Bond movie, if it's on, I'm watching it. Bond is awesome.
Yeah, I prefer the Roger Moore awesome. Years.
And GoldenEye, 007 GoldenEye, when we were kids on N64, is the GOAT N64 game. Are we all on board with this? That or Mario Kart? Right?
I mean, according to Russell, that's the only video game that I can really honestly say that I know that Russell played, because that's the only video game Russell ever has ever talked about.
Oh,
damn,
man.
GoldenEye.
The world revolved around it in 1998.
Somebody,
man,
getting a controller smashed at one of the dorms over UT.
Reese Hall, I mean, I saw several knockdown dragouts over GoldenEye circa 1998.
Yeah. And then it moved to, right after that, probably your senior year, Russ, at UT, it went to Halo, when Halo came out, right?
Yeah.
So it went from GoldenEye to Halo.
Yeah, I never got into Halo. There was also, it was a GoldenEye ripoff. It was like dinosaurs walking around on a game, Turok or something.
I never played dinosaurs walking around on anything game. But
it wasn't as bad
as
I made it sound.
But, guys, I really appreciate this foiree back into our childhood, and or maybe our teenhood. And the last one that really, you know, Cress is right about My Heart Will Go On, but there's a lot of really, really awful songs you associate with movies as well. So we're all talking about the ones that we liked, clearly, right? What would be one that was just horrible, that you associate when it comes on the radio, you hate it so freaking much you change the channel because you hated that movie so much? Take care, guys.
Footloose.
Footloose.
Yeah.
But
I got one for you.
Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That song is horrible that you just mentioned.
Anything you know the movie, right?
Yeah. Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
Why did they think Kevin Costner would make a good Robin Hood?
I don't know.
Who signed off on that?
Two Kevin Costner movies, I think we've both agreed on, are just classics, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the movie.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
But he's a terrible Robin Hood, but I like the movie.
I love Waterworld with the smokers and all that.
Oh, I love that movie.
I'll watch it every time it comes on.
Yeah. I mean, when they zero in on Kevin Costner, and he's on that raft, and he's floating around, he's got the gills, he's got the weird pants, he's peeing in the bottle, and it's like turning back into water.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, that's just, you got crazy Dennis Hopper in there. That's the thing, Kevin Costner, you got to have a great villain to make those movies work. Dennis Hopper in Waterworld, and the late, great, what's-his-face from... from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Who oh, Alan Rickman.
I'm going to cut his heart out with a spoon. Come on. That's your cue.
Why a spoon, sire?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more. Alan Rickman. Oh, yeah.
The late, great what's-his-face.
Yeah.
It's like one of Russell's favorite. I remember
the old late great,
before I joined the show when he passed away. And Russell printed the drive. It was an homage to Alan Rickman Day.
Oh, man.
About Risky Business.
Yeah.
Old-time rock and roll.
Yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on my
head. I've never seen that movie, but I know the scene you're talking about. Tom Cruise in his underwear.
Yeah.
You guys know?
What? No. What is that?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it once, and I really enjoyed it, but it's been a few years.
I watched it recently again. It's still just as good as it was.
Top Gun, several songs, not just Danger Zone.
Oh, the Berlin song, Take My Breath Away.
Take My Breath Away by Berlin.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Take my breath away.
Dun, 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 dun. That, you know what that song makes me think of? This is weird.
What's that?
Michael Jordan.
Wow. Why?
Because.
That's weird.
In the late 80s, you remember when you would subscribe to Sports Illustrated and they give you like, oh, here's a football phone if you act now. Like,
yeah.
They give you a fleece or something or a video. One year, they sent us a video, and it was called NBA Superstars. I've still got it somewhere. I want to pull you up this highlight package.
I'll bring my VCR and we can watch it.
It was like they would show – NBA superstars. What?
What are you laughing at?
What? So funny, Oric.
Bear. I'll bring my VCR and we can watch it.
Yeah, we just pulled up on YouTube. It's okay. Like, they would show, like, highlight packages. So, for Michael Jordan, his highlights were set to Take My Breath Away by Berlin.
So, that's why you associate it?
Yes. Larry Bird's highlights were set to Small Town by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
Magic Johnson's were set to Control by Janet Jackson. Remember that song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Off Rhythm Nation?
Yeah.
What were some other ones?
I saw her on that tour. I worked that show on that tour.
Charles Barkley. What was that song, The Warrior? Was it Joan Jett or somebody?
No, it was Patti Smythe.
Hit me in the bang, bang. I am the warrior. That song? That was Charles Barkley.
I think it was Patti. Was it Patti Smythe?
Yeah, so I always think of... I always think of Michael Jordan when I hear Take My Breath Away by Enigma.
Oh, what's that song? One of the guys died recently, Rankin Roger, from Tenderness by General Public.
Is it a movie?
Yeah.
What's the movie?
Weird Science.
Oh.
Those 80 movies had all the
Kelly LeBrock, man. Oof. Stay with us. The drive continues. It's your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. You check out Rickard Ridge online at rickardridgebbq.com. Have you had the ribs at Rickard Ridge yet? If you haven't, what are you waiting on? Get up to Rickard Ridge to test. Take them for a test drive. Take them for a spin. The best ribs in the known universe are waiting for you right now at Rickard Ridge Barbecue inside Cove Lake State Park. Tell them The Drive sent you. We take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Why is this band called Berlin?
I think because they're from Berlin.
Are they German?
I'm not sure.
She has really good English if she's German.
A lot of those German bands did. I absolutely hate this song.
Why?
I've never liked it.
You like the song. How can you not like this? This is a great song,
it's just
dude.
Not, cheesy 80 cents.
It's
sounds.
Not very good.
It's
some,
not?
Some of the bumpers that I've played that you gave me crazy looks for, they're a lot better than this.
Including Puff the Magic Dragon. Fortunate Son. Tell me what movie.
It's been a lot of movies. Is it Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump and Full Metal Jacket.
You know what song? This is a weird song to associate with Vietnam movies, but whenever I, you know, whether it's Good Morning Vietnam, I think it was in Forrest Gump, Martha and the Vandellas.
Heat Wave. We played on.
No, here. Not Heat Wave. Man, what's the other one? I can't remember. I think just a very distinct sound. And it's like every it's Vietnam 60, movie, yeah. Like they're showing like the rice paddies and everything. Helicopters flying in the background.
Sure, it's not Heat Wave.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere to run to, baby.
Both those songs were used in a bunch of different Vietnam era movies.
Yeah. What about These Boots Are Made for Walking?
That's a good one. And, Apocalypse Now.
Isn't it in? It's in Full Metal Jacket too, isn't it?
Nancy Sinatra.
I know it's in that scene in Apocalypse Now when they're upriver.
I think it's whenever they first go over to Vietnam in.
What about Wagner?
Full Metal Jacket.
Every time I hear fight with him. What was Duvall's character's name?
He wrote that song like 200 years ago. He probably Wagner. Couldn't even contemplate flying machines, let alone Apocalypse Now. And the song that I also associate that with Bugs Bunny.
Oh, okay.
Kill the wabbit. And Apocalypse Now makes me think of The End by The Doors, the opening to that movie.
Yeah, intense. Then there's a Jimmy song they play when they're, again, at that.
Lots of Hendrix songs in Vietnam.
And things get really weird.
Walking through the jungle, listening to Voodoo Child.
In the Laos or wherever the hell it was they were.
Yeah. Weird movie. John Tweet is next, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, if you want to chime in on this. What's up, Tweet?
What's up, boys?
How much, man? How you doing?
I'm trying to think of that band that's always in, not C.C. Reiner, but they have a similar name to that. They're in a lot of Vietnam era.
Creedence Clearwater Revival?
There you go.
C.C. Reiner? C.C. Reiner was a Carl Perkins song that Elvis made famous.
If you think about the initials CCR, that's why I had it in my head.
Oh yeah, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's kind of the one I'm thinking of. Huey Lewis and Back to News from Back to the Future.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
That kind of come in with that. There's Karate Kid. I think of like three of them. Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Bananarama.
You're the Best.
You're the Best. Oh, man. Love that. So maybe the best 80s, like, I'm getting better at my craft montage. Nothing's ever going to keep you down. You're the best.
Yeah, that's right, during the fight scene. And then Young Hearts is in there, too, in the date scene. With also, Elizabeth Shue, I think she was also in a movie somebody else mentioned, Leaving. I think she has a scene where she removes all her clothing in that, if I'm remembering correctly. Does she not Leaving and Loathing Las Vegas?
She was spectacular in that.
She's fantastic. I think, isn't she in CSI now?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, if you watch the Karate Kid Netflix series, which I don't, if you haven't, I don't know why.
Is she in that?
It's actually on YouTube Red, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, if you like karate, I mean, if you're of our Russell and Meyer are close to that age, you're probably a massive Karate Kid fan. And if you like Karate Kid, the stuff on YouTube Red is amazing. Totally worth a subscription. You get a month free if you haven't signed up already, and you could binge that show in basically 2 days and be done with it, both seasons one and two. Absolutely amazing.
All right. I know you have been trying to get me to watch this for a long time, and I'm probably not going to, but someday, maybe that's someday.
Good. That's good, Russ. You got a lot of stuff going on, obviously. in Top Gun, that is truly, you know, the series becoming more mainstream now. That is the greatest gay love story ever told.
Oh, get out of here. Stop. Out of here. What are you doing?
Gone. Bye.
I'm not.
See ya.
Nothing's going to ever get you down. You're the best around.
Oh, Daniel San, he's up on the post practicing the crane right now.
I got another one for you. You get it really easy, but the second part of it, I don't know that you're going to get.
Yeah?
Staying Alive.
Well, yeah. Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. When they shot the film, do you know what song Staying Alive replaced? I read a story about this like in the past couple of days. It was just some interesting.
Another Bee Gees song?
No.
Is a famous song that I'm going to know.
I doubt you may not know it. It's a Boz Scaggs song called Low Down. and they refused to let the film use it. So,
and it would probably have made them like billions of dollars.
Yeah, I guess all the producers with the show, they just called the Bee Gees. They're like, hey, we need another song. Like, all right. So they banged out Staying Alive in like 48 or 72 hours.
Mm-hmm. What is the song from Rocky?
Gonna Fly Now?
Yeah, Gonna Fly Now.
Yeah. Hey.
What about
Junior's Middle
School Tiger.
Band is working it up. Rocky
yeah, three, whichever one that's in.
Or four. That's three in it. Yeah, he's going to fight Clubber Lang, the Eye of the Tiger.
That didn't come out into the third one? It's been a while since I've done the Rocky stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, Bear.
Makes me feel like exercising. What about you?
I was going to say, and I think it's, do you think you could run up those steps right now?
Hell no.
If you had this song blasted in your ears?
Are you carrying a defibrillator with us?
You couldn't make it up the stairs?
No.
What about like just to the end of the street out here, maybe to the station mailbox?
No.
You couldn't jog to that if you had Gonna Fly Now playing in your ears?
What part of no insurance and crippling spinal situation do you not understand, you idiot?
Oh.
How many times do I have to tell you this? You think you're dumping on me and making fun of me? Turn down the music.
I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah, you are.
Here comes Bear down the street. He's going to make it. He's going to Oh, my God. Wait. He's grabbing his knees. I think he's in pain. Somebody call 911. Oh, Lord. Bear's dying.
Where we go? Where's the concert? Russ Park's like 18 miles away from the arena.
I remember that.
I kept telling him, look, man, I can't walk that far. My feet go numb.
Hold on, man. Wait.
That's not what I was doing. I had to keep stopping because I could not feel my feet.
So you weren't wheezing?
No, I wasn't.
I'm getting dizzy. I'm seeing stars, bro. Hold on. Catch my breath. Go give me some water.
That kiss from a rose, Russ.
Oh. The only redeeming quality about that, was that the George Clooney Batman?
Yes.
With Nicole Kidman? She looked really good in that. Westchester. You're on the drive. Good afternoon, Westchester.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
I mean, I'm fired up right now. I can't listen to this without just being... I'm ready to go crank out
miles. When I was a kid, I ran up those steps. I'm not saying I can do it anymore.
In Philly?
Probably, yeah.
How many are there? It looks like a lot.
It's not as many as it looks like, but it's a pretty good little jog.
And they actually have a statue.
When I look at the people on your station, I would say that Hodges could probably make it. Russ, if you wore the right shoes, maybe.
Russ would have to take the next 3 days of show off because it'd jack his back.
Oh, he would. And he'd try to throw a basketball stunt somewhere in the middle that he would give him some credit. Wow.
Just no respect. No respect for my athletic prowess.
I also want to ruin y'all's childhood. If you want to ruin the Karate Kid, go down the Daniel is the bad guy rabbit hole, because it actually makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot more sense than T-Carp's flat Earth junk.
Because Daniel, if you think about it, as the antagonist. No,
yeah, he's the aggressor.
No.
If you think about
it, what are you doing?
No, I'm serious.
What are you doing?
He started most of the problems in that movie. You think I'm kidding?
It
I'm
was very hard for him, Westchester. He's from New Jersey. Now all of a sudden he's on the West Coast. He's the new kid. He's got this Johnny guy pushing him around. All he wants is to spend some quality time with Elizabeth
Shue. How many fights did Johnny start?
Well, pretty much all of them, man.
No, he didn't. Go back and watch it again. He did not.
I've heard about this. I've never gone down the hole to watch them all. Somebody has broken it down.
The beach scene. That was all. Who started the fight?
He was just trying to impress Elizabeth Shue, man.
Right. So he started the fight. He forced Johnny to defend himself when they're in the. When,
he didn't
when
force him to defend himself. He could have turned the other cheek.
When they're at the dance, who committed the aggression at the dance? Daniel did.
Because Johnny had beat him up on the beach. It's payback.
Which he started.
It's called an eye for an eye.
Which he started. I'm telling you, go down this rabbit hole, you're going to ruin your childhood, and you'll never be able to watch that movie the same way again.
Get out of here.
That's the whole reason I've never watched the remake on YouTube, is because I can't believe it. I don't know where we're going with this. It makes no sense. Hey, how about switching topics here? Is there any movie, is there any song we've mentioned more in different movies than Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head? Because despite my tweets, y'all won't give it any Spider-Man 2 credit yet.
I haven't seen Spider-Man 2.
I haven't either.
You're not missing a whole lot, but it's in that movie. So, I mean, we're at, what, 4 or 5 different movies for that song?
Was that in, what is the song in A Clockwork Orange?
Singing in the Rain.
Singing
in the Rain.
Okay, so that's
I wasn't going to bring that up on family radio, I don't want to encourage anyone to watch that.
I definitely think of that movie when I hear that song.
What's the guy's name who starred in that?
Malcolm McDowell.
Not real proud of that movie.
Huh.
Read interviews with him.
Well.
Probably shouldn't be. So let me make sure I understand this. We're talking a little UT baseball. Regardless of what happens in the Ole Miss series, Tennessee's in Hoover?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, they clinched the spot this past weekend.
So do they have a seeding advantage if they win like 2 or 3 or the whole series or one game? Or?
I don't know. We're going to have Rusty Enzer on tomorrow, and we'll get him to break those things down. But I think the series starts tomorrow, right? It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it is. Thanks to SEC Network, yep.
So we'll get him to lay out those scenarios for us.
Hey, I can't wait to hear that. One last thing before I go. Actually, I don't really have anything else. You guys have a good show. Thanks.
All right, good. Okay, Bohemian Rhapsody, Wayne's World.
What about Maniac?
That's the dancing movie, right?
Yeah. But it's also another one.
I thought that was Footloose.
Flashdance.
Flashdance. I get those mixed up. I've actually never seen either one of them.
I haven't seen Flashdance. I watched Footloose in the 80s one.
Which is the one about like the small town that outlaws dancing?
Footloose.
What is Flashdance?
I think it's some stripper girl or something. I don't know.
What?
She does some dance.
Stripper girl?
Grabs her open.
Yeah, she pulls the water. Yeah.
There's also in Tommy Boy.
The 80s were a weird time, man. There were just some weird movies that came out that, like, looking back on it, makes no sense to, like, why these movies were popular, but.
Everything had those cheesy 80s keyboards on them. That's why the 80s stick out. Like, hey, 60s.
Go back and watch Scarface. First of all, Scarface, very overrated, in my opinion. Very overrated. This is one of my unpopularly held opinions.
It's
for
one
sure.
of the few that I agree with you on.
And I'm not saying it's a terrible movie. I'm just saying like it's not this just amazing classic that I think people make it out to be. And I think a large reason for that is the music. Like I can't watch that movie and just hear the cheesy 80s synthesizers all over it and take it seriously as a gangster film.
No. It's impossible. I forgot the guy. Was it Jan Hammer that did the soundtrack?
I think so. I think it was Jan Hammer.
The electric drums are awful. We got some callers.
We do?
Yeah.
Let's get Sean in here next. Hello, Sean. You're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville.
All right. So you stole mine with Bohemian Rhapsody, so I got two other movies. Scorsese used a lot of stones in all of his movies. So you got Gimme Shelter and the Layla Piano Exit from Goodfellas.
God, what is that guy's name who did that?
What?
Have you never read the story about Layla? When they were recording it? First off, they were all smacked out of their...
It's about Eric Clapton stealing George Harrison's woman. Right? It's about...
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the recording. When they recorded that song down at Criterion in Miami. They were all smacked out of their gourds. And the guy Jim, I think is his first name, he's in a mental hospital. He killed his mom.
What?
The guy who wrote the piano part for Layla... He's paranoid schizophrenic, and he, like, decompensated. But he ended up killing his mom because the voices were telling him to. But apparently, he played piano on that session, and Layla originally was going to end there. But then he played this big piano piece, and I guess part of the legend of it was Clapton came back to the studio the next day when he was finally not smacked out of his gourd, and, you know.
Yeah.
Then Dwayne, you know, they laid everything else down on it.
Is that there's a there, – I'm not sure if it is Goodfellas. One of those movies uses that song, Well, 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 John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band. I think it's Goodfellas. I'll have to go back and look. But he does really good with those.
Yeah, his soundtracks are tight.
There's a documentary on either Showtime or Netflix, Eric Clapton, like Life in 12 Days or something like that.
Yeah, it's Showtime. Yeah, I watched that. It's
pretty
good.
Pretty good. And then, so you stole my Bohemian Rhapsody, so I guess I'm going to show my age a little bit and go with Foo Fighters' Hero from Varsity Blues.
That song was in that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Varsity Blues.
After they went to the strip club all night and got rocked the next day.
I know that's another like cult classic. Everybody loves that one. I've seen it, but it's been a long time, and I don't remember that scene.
And then you still haven't seen The Departed, so you can't help out with giving Shelter or Shipping Out to Boston.
Yeah, I've seen The Departed.
Have you seen it? Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought you hadn't seen it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Shipping Out to Boston, absolutely.
It may be my favorite Scorsese movie.
That's what we love about The Drive, man. We don't only talk sports. We'll keep listening.
Thank you. Did he take a shot?
No.
What did he say?
I'm not sure.
No. Somebody's telling me the Well, Well, Well scene is actually in Departed. Huh. To go back and watch that one
again.
Yeah,
I'm dumbstruck right now.
Oh, it's a lot of good ones here. Good feedback, too. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. T-Carp is going to join as well. It is The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Coming up, we'll get our guy Cody McClure in here from Talk Sports. Our resident Rolling Stones fanatic. First, though, let's talk to T-Carp. Good afternoon, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hope everybody is doing well.
Doing very well.
Good. So I'm supposed to get upset because Maryville got beat by dozens of people, dozens and dozens of people at the Foot Fairy Conference. Is that right?
The what did you upset? Call it?
What did you say?
You heard me.
The Foot Fairy Conference.
Cut it out.
That's what I think about soccer. I think about that communist sport. I don't give a rat's rear end about it.
Communist sport? They play hockey in Russia. Chinese aren't any good at soccer. Come to think of it, they play baseball down in Cuba. I mean, I think you want to talk
Dominican
about
the Republic actually puts out the most baseball players.
Yeah, I was just saying, you want to talk about communist sports, you probably go baseball and hockey. Just saying.
But they were American-made. America. Americana. Give a rat's rear end about soccer. Let the Carnes Beavers have
Let the Beavers have their moment. You don't have to come in here and rain all over it like Bear taking a shot at the poor Maryville kids or my beloved Rebels.
You know how we're not starting up the Maryville Catholic rivalry just yet.
No.
We're getting close.
No.
By the way, Bear, you talked about the Maryville Catholic rivalry yesterday. You were talking about how we got all these kids and they got the snake handlers into it. How in the world are we going to say that when you, and like, he's not even from Maryville? Like, half your basketball team's from France or wherever they're from.
That's not true.
No!
That's not true. You've got Akeem Adesupe O'Brien. I believe he's from Belfast.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. He's from Belfast.
You got Hamdi Tamba O'Malley.
Yeah, that sounds like
he's from County Cork.
That's a West Knoxville name.
Yeah, absolutely. I've run into a lot of
I'm getting a lot of feedback on your call so far, T-Carp.
I apologize.
Maryville sucks is what most of these texts are saying.
Hashtag analysis.
By the way, I ran up to a place by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, which sucks because I really wanted to go to Rickard Ridge. So I had to go up there. I was on top of this mountain, And the cool thing was I could see from the top of this mountain, I could see the ridge 60 miles away, which is impossible on a round earth, by the way. Anywho, that and Danny LaRusso is 100% the bad guy.
Stop.
In karate. 100%.
He was troubled. I'm not saying he's perfect, man. He was troubled. He's raised in a broken home. He moves all the way across country. He's not getting the kind of attention he needs at home. So
he gets in the middle of an argument between a boyfriend and girlfriend and tries to like beat the guy up, and the guy kicks her in.
Newsflash, that's what happens to troubled kids. And you know what you need? You need a stern, fatherly figure like Mr. Miyagi to come in and teach you how to wax on, wax off, and get your mind straight, T-Carp. It's a story of perseverance and triumph of the will.
Yeah. By the way, the YouTube thing, like Danny LaRusso is a horse's rear end in the YouTube thing, and the guy, the blonde-headed guy, it's a story about him. It's actually phenomenal.
Who else are you going to crap on today in your phone call, man?
I don't like where this is headed, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a good look for you, T-Carp.
No, come on. I'm telling you, it's the truth. Anything else going on other than that?
I don't know. Is there any, you want to take a shot at Santa Claus?
I mean, no, not really. I actually like Santa. I mean, that's one thing
It's good.
Not a whole lot.
Pro-Christmas. Okay, that's a good start, T-Carp.
You know, he flies his sled around the globe.
Not necessarily. He can circumnavigate the world just like he can a globe. You just go in a circle rather than around.
All right, T-Carp, get out of here with that nonsense. I did kind of bait him into that. But we needed to move along so we could get Cody McClure in here. Heard weekdays on Talk Sports from 10 to 1. Soon to be noon to 3, our new lead-in. Cody, is it really intimidating for you and John trying to figure out how you're going to set the table and get ready to lead into the drive? That's got to be different for you guys.
I've thought a lot about it, Russell. I'm more concerned about how you guys are going to follow us every day. I mean, with judging off of T-Carp's call there, I mean, that I don't know where the bar is set right now, Russ, but I don't know if that's going to be able to follow the legendary programming that is Talk Sports.
That is a good point. Cody, you're a huge Rolling Stones fan. We've been talking a lot about music, songs that you just immediately identify with movies. And I know you're a big gangster film guy, too. Like, as a Rolling Stones junkie, what movie do you most closely associate with any Rolling Stones song?
I think that Casino has the most Stones songs in it. I know Scorsese, obviously you had the caller earlier talking about the relations there with, Goodfellas and Gimme Shelter, and obviously that's legendary. You mentioned The Departed. You know the song Let It Loose? It's off Exile on Main Street. It's kind of a hidden gem. That bar scene with DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson, Let It Loose is playing in the background right before he takes him to the back. So that's
his cast off.
He's drinking cranberry juice.
Yeah, he cuts his cast off.
Yeah, that's actually probably my favorite Scorsese and Stones combination. And then also in Casino, when Pesci starts stabbing the guy in the neck with the pen.
Oh.
They're playing Long, Long While during that. So those would be my top two Scorsese Stones combinations, but I know Casino has the most, and then obviously Goodfellas is probably the most recognizable one.
Good stuff. Cody, we got about a minute, man. Your thoughts on the demise? Some would say it didn't do her justice. Your girl, Cersei Lannister, dying in her brother's arms, spoiler alert, as the Red Keep crumbled upon her.
The more that I think about Cersei's death, the more that I'm okay with it, the way the actual death happened. I think making her look a little vulnerable at the end and realizing that the end had come for her and Jaime and dying in each other's arms, I do think it was a fitting way to go. And the more I think about the actual death, I'm okay with it.
Do you like the individual episodes in the season, or are you kind of down on it like so many people are?
I mean, you can tell the more that comes out, you can tell the writing is not as good as the first six seasons. And, you know, I guess it started to slip in seven and it's really slipped in eight. But, you know, the thing is with me, I mean, I keep defending the show anyway, just because I've enjoyed it so much more than any other show. And we're probably going to be a little disappointed by the ending, but it's still my favorite show of all time. And I'm still going to defend it, even though it's obviously not as good now as it was. But my biggest problem with Cersei was just that she didn't get one final moment. I think it kind of sucks that her final big moment is just beheading.
Yeah, she didn't deliver any blows in that last episode. It's a good point. All right, Cody, out of time, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Russ.
Cody McClure making his presence felt. Rick Butler is here. He's got your top five at five. Coming up next, right here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville. The Drive.